Well, it's the holiday season, and Santa is checking his list to see who is naughty or nice, and I'm kind of feeling guilty, so I wrote a song.
So many presents, so little time. Santa won't be coming by my house this year, 'cause I tried to drown my sister and I pierced my ear. Oh, Mama made it perfectly clear, Santa don't like bad boys, especially Jewish ones. Knickknack and Lego blocks are what I desire, so why'd I have to set the pizza guy's hair on fire? I told him I was sorry, I'm a liar, so no toys for me. I don't deserve 'em. I couldn't wait for a big wheel as the holiday neared. But then I told my grandma that she had a beard. Dear Santa, I know what my problem is, why I can't be good. It's a fear of intimacy. You see, my whole life, whenever I've met someone really great like you, and I keep feeling I'm getting too close to them, something inside me makes me want to screw it up. So in a weird way, the reason I'm so bad is because I love you so much, Santa. Rock'em, sock'em, robot is what I was hoping for. But then I made a death threat to Vice President Gore. Oh, Santa won't be knocking on my door, 'cause he's a big fat whore. What made me say that? Chutes and ladders would be so good indeed. So why'd I have to sell that cop a bag of weed? So Santa, please give me my easy bake oven. I swear I thought billy goats were made for loving. So Santa, won't you accept my apologies? Santa, can't you see? I'm begging you, please. Oh, Santa, next year I'll do you right. Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Saturday Night Live, Best of Adam Sandler.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure? They're even bigger than the last pair I bought, and those were pretty huge.
Did you cinch them?
I tried them with a belt,
but... No, you can't do that. You gotta cinch them. Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Well, you know, it's just...
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them, and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Okay, so bye.
He was so not my type.
Oh, wait, did I tell you? I finally saw A Few Good Men last night.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that. How was that?
Okay. Tom Cruise is like a lawyer or something, and he's all, I want the truth about the war, and Jack Nicholson's all, you can't handle the truth, and Tom Cruise was all, but I want it anyways or whatever. It was good.
Tom Cruise is so yummy.
I'm sorry, but Jack Nicholson was hotter.
Would you?
Definitely.
You're such a whore.
I know.
You should get a job at Banana Republic with the rest of those sluts.
Ugh. Would you even use one of their changing rooms?
Yeah, I'd use their changing room if I wanted to get body life. Oh, my God, no way. There's Todd.
It is. How do you know Todd?
Oh, he's kind of my boyfriend.
I don't think so. He's kind of mine.
Oh, no. What's up? Can't believe this. I had a one-nighter with both those skanks last month.
Todd, can I talk to you?
Oh, no, dude, you're busted. I'll meet you over at Tater Junction.
Yeah.
Lucy?
Oh, man.
You know, my friend over there, Christy, told me something very interesting.
Oh, Christy. Yeah. I feel real sorry for her.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw her last month at a party, and she was pretty drunk. I gave her a ride home as a favor, and she tried to kiss me.
Well, did you?
No, I'm seeing you. Look, I just wanted to get her home safely because she was so wasted.
Well, she is kind of an alky. But why haven't you got... You called me for the last 3 weeks.
I've been. I did last night. It was busy for 3 hours.
I got caught waiting.
I know. That's why I was so freaked out.
Wow, that is weird.
I was scared. That's why I came over.
You didn't come over.
Yes, I did. I banged on the door.
I don't have a door. I have a gate.
I know. I cut my hand on it.
There's no cut.
I know. It healed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Look, if you're not going to listen, forget it.
No, Todd. I'm the whore. I'm the whore. You're good and I'm so bad.
It's okay, baby. We'll work it out. We always do. Now go over there and help out those customers and I'll straighten out your friend over here, all right?
Yeah, she's all weirded out.
Hey, beautiful.
Screw you, Todd. I'm not talking to you.
Fine. If that girl over there is your friend, you'd better watch her.
I will. Why, though? What do you mean?
Because she thinks I look like some kind of guy she's dating or something.
Oh, be cool. Here comes my manager. Act like a customer.
Chrissy, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Cindy. Okay, sir. These are dark blue. These are light blue. And these are kind of medium blue.
Whatever.
Push the cable lens. You are so full of it, Todd.
Good. Don't believe me. You're obviously looking for an excuse to break up with me.
Now, wait. Where were you last night? You stood me up.
Stood you up? You stood me up. I was at Googie's waiting for you.
I was at Googie's and I didn't see you.
I know. I couldn't get in.
They were letting everyone in.
I know. That's why I got into a fight with the bouncer, because I was bragging about how much I was in love with you.
They don't have a bouncer.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm sorry, it's just you weren't there, and I was all...
It's okay, baby, it's okay. It's all about trust.
Is everything okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd!
Hey, Tracy.
Look, I only have a 45-minute break from Donut Hut if you want to hang out.
Yeah, all right, I'll be right there. Hey, I'll be right back. Got to give her to over to a therapy appointment. She's a very, very troubled girl.
Help her, Todd.
Go help her.
That's nice.
Tracy Westcott works at Donut Hut now?
Yeah, apparently she's taking her work home with her in her butt.
This is the great house-sitting deal that you found. This place is a dump.
Just wait till you see the pool.
No water?
You two look like you need to get wet.
Got a big thirst and you're gay. Reach for a cold, tall bottle of Schmidt's Gay.
I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah. And now, recapping some of this week's names in the news, is special update correspondent Opera Man.
Mascara! Mascara! radio. Arrivederci a tu. Dispaccia gendarm, morranno, non rispondo, no excusa, e begaduscia. Preghia, preghia, nibela, 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 nibela. Cento lupi, e profondo, apra me, a grande stifo.
The following sketch, Canteen Boy and the Scoutmaster, is based on actual events. It tells the story of Canteen Boy, a highly intelligent, though quite eccentric, 27-year-old who still lives with his mother, and who, despite his age, remains active in scouting. Certain elements of Canteen Boy's story, such as his ability to summon snakes, have been added for dramatic effect.
And hanging on the car door was a bloody hook!
Hello! I got a ghost story, Mr. Armstrong, but I can't tell until Canteen Boy gets back.
Where is Canteen Boy?
He's right over there. Canteen Boy, come over here.
Hang on a sec, fellas, I got a bit of a situation over here.
You can relax, Canteen Boy, that thing's made of wood.
So it is. Good eye.
Hey, Canteen Boy, I've got a really scary ghost story. Once upon a time, there was a moron who always had a stupid canteen wrapped around his neck.
I think I've heard this tale before.
It was a dark and stormy night, and this moron went into the woods, and a huge bear came up and ripped his head off. Just because he looked so stupid. The end.
You want to see something really scary? Look in the mirror.
Shut up, Canteen Boy.
Yeah, you shut up.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right, guys. Lay off Canteen Boy. You can hike on back to your tents and hit the hay. Let's go, Scott. Hold it.
Not you, Canteen Boy.
I wanted to talk to you about something. I see you take a lot of ribbing from the other scouts.
Goes with the territory, Mr. Armstrong. Sticks and stones.
Attaboy. You know, it seems like the moment you get out of the city, all your problems just sort of fade away. I'm sorry, Canteen Boy. My beard is scratchy, isn't it?
No harm done.
My beard is scratchy, Canteen Boy, but it gives good back rubs.
Yeah, right. I'll take a rain check on that, Mr. Armstrong.
Whoops! My shirt fell off.
That's a quick fix, Mr. Armstrong. Just put it back on.
That's great, Canteen Boy. Hey, do you like wine?
Actually, I prefer purified water right out of the old canteen here.
I'm going to get us a little wine.
All right, a little drop wouldn't kill me, I guess. Who to you? Hey, Owl, if you're so wise, why don't you go to sleep? It's the middle of the night.
Ah, Here's to the great outdoors. Oh, whoops. Was that your sleeping bag? You'd better share mine. It's extra large.
Sure, why not? Till mine dries off. It won't take long. It's made of Gore-Tex.
Canteen boy.
Would you, rub some bug repellent on my chest?
It's February, Mr. Armstrong. I think all the bugs went down south to hibernate. I'll be honest with you.
Humor me, canteen boy.
There you go, no more bugs.
I have to apologize for my hairy chest. It can be a little scratchy.
Yeah. My mom might like it, Dad. She's a big Tom Selleck fan.
You're very funny, canteen boy. Make me laugh some more.
Actually, I left my joke book over in the tent. How about I go get it?
That's okay, canteen boy. Let's just lie here. Look at the stars. Do you know how... how to play... truth or dare, canteen boy?
Refresh me.
You choose between telling a secret or doing a dare.
All right, dare. You know what, Mr. Armstrong? Let's start off with the truth.
I'll tell you a truth, canteen boy. You know what I hate? Underpants.
Gee, I think if you're worried about bugs, underpants would be your last line of defense.
Problem solved.
Your problem solved, but I think my problem's just beginning. What the hell was that?
I don't know. It must have been a bed bug.
That was pretty big for a bed bug.
Okay, it wasn't a bed bug.
Let's go back to saying it was a bed bug. Hey, you know what? The park ranger just called. He said one camper per sleeping bag. Sorry. Adios, amigos.
God, you make me laugh, canteen boy. I'm sorry, canteen boy. I fell asleep before anything happened.
No harm done.
Well, who's hungry? I'm going to go make us a power breakfast.
Okay.
Canteen boy, have you ever had a mimosa? Canteen boy? Canteen boy, you rascal.
Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and here to sing a Hanukkah song is Adam Sandler.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
When I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school there were so many Christmas songs, and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. So I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing, and I hope you like it.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish and Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah, the owner of the Seattle Supersonica, celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew, but guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All 3 Stooges. Oh, boy. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I think his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuana. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Thank you.
Right on. That's all of you. Good night. Good luck.
And now, The Denise Show with your host, Brian.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Denise Show. As you know, Denise is the girl who broke up with me 5 weeks ago. Wasn't that big a deal. She ripped open my chest and pulled out my heart. But it's fine. It's fine. Everything's okay. So let's move on with the show. Looks like we got a phone call. Hello?
Brian, how you holding up, man?
I'm okay.
All right, hang in there, buddy. You the man.
Thanks. I am the man. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're taking calls. Tonight's subject is Denise. Have you seen her? Has she said anything about me? Let's take another call. Hello?
Hey, Brian. I saw Denise at Friendly's with her parents.
The one on Central Avenue?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Did she look happy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Good for her. That's great. Seriously, that's really, really good. I can't tell you how happy I am for her.
Okay, man. See you later.
Okay, good. She deserves to be happy. I'm glad. I really am. All right, now's the time in the show when I like to give Denise a call and hang up on her.
Hello?
That was great. Now let's bring out my first guest. He lives down the street from me and has known Denise since kindergarten, Daryl Fitzsimmons.
Hey, Brian. What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, Daryl, don't you think Denise and I made a good couple?
Yeah, definitely.
I know. What's with her?
I don't know, man.
Okay, thanks for coming by, Daryl.
Thanks.
Okay, let's move on to this week's Denise trivia question. The question is, last summer when Denise and I took her niece to Chuck E. Cheese, how long did Denise say we'd be together? The answer is...
forever.
I guess in Chuck E. Cheese, forever means 8 months. Okay, now's about the time on the show where I lose it. And my dad calls up and yells at me. Here we go. I can't believe she did this to me. It's not fair. What did I do wrong, Denise? Just tell me and I'll stop doing it.
Hello, Brian. This is your father.
What?
What the hell's wrong with you? You're embarrassing the family.
I can't help it, Dad.
She stop it.
She was everything to me.
Stop
she
it.
Was so soft. Okay, that was great. Tonight we have a brand new segment for our show. Let's call up the guy I heard Denise has been dating and hang up on him.
Kill you.
Who is this?
Okay. That really was fun. Now, every week on the show, I like to take out an old note Denise sent me and sigh painfully as I read it. This one was from our 3-week anniversary. Okay. Now it's the part of the show where I look at Denise's picture and I talk to it. Why? Why do you push me away when all I want to do is love you? Take me back, Denise, please.
Hello, Brian. This is your father.
Bono! You don't understand! No, I hate you! Shut up!
Brian! Brian, what are you doing? What the hell is wrong with you?
Hello, Denise.
Why can't you get it? It is over. You and me are over. Face reality. We're not a couple. Move on with your life.
Will you go back out with me?
No!
Then the show must go on. Next week, my guest will be a girl who works with Denise at the movie theater and a guy who sold her some pants at Marshall's. See you then.
Years ago, someone gave me my first break by putting me in a music video, and that person just happens to be here tonight. Come on.
I'm looking up here. What? Hey, no. Oh, this whole honeymoon is like a dream.
Then we ought to get to bed, huh? Hey, did that bellhop look familiar to you?
Welcome to La Cantoria. So glad to see you again.
Oh, well, actually, this is just our first time here.
Oh, then this is very special. Signore, benissimo.
Thank you. Actually, we're on our second honeymoon.
Right.
Oh, newlywed. Congratulations, signore.
Well, it's she is a great...
Bellissima.
Hey, hey.
I come back.
Huh?
Hello, buongiorno, signore. Bellissima. Huh?
Oh, look at him.
Right. I bring complimentary fruit from garden. There you go.
Oh, great. Huh?
Marcello, this is newlywed.
Oh, newlywed. Oh, bueno, signore. Bueno, bellissima.
Hey, would you mind?
Buongiorno.
Marcello. He get emotional.
Oh, honey, I think it's sweet.
All right. Okay. You think we get some room service?
Oh. You no go out tonight, huh?
Well,
Please, we understand. I take care of room service.
Right, that'd be great.
For you and Bellissima.
Hey. Oh. Hey, come on. Hey.
I come back.
Can you believe that guy?
Oh, honey. In Rome, let's do as the Romans do. And besides, I'm feeling a little romantic myself. I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. Ah, hi. Come here.
I bring you Fabio. He good man. He take your order.
Yes.
Well, you get the lamb chops. They are the best.
Okay. Well, lamb chops sound good.
We make you a nice salad caprese. Tomato mozzarella.
I'd love some pasta.
Champagne, of course.
So that is lamb, chops with salad for signore, and pasta for her bellissima.
Hey, come on!
You don't want salad caprese?
No, salad's fine. It's just...
You'll enjoy salad caprese. You don't worry. I take care of you and Bellissima.
Hey, get out of there! Hey!
Honey, please, come on. It's just a custom.
I don't like it.
Do not embarrass me.
Buongiorno! Housekeeping! You want your bed turned down?
No, we already have.
Oh, bueno. You want that done, mint? Very good.
Oh, sure we want a mint, don't we, hon?
Well, all right.
Bueno. One for signore and one for bellissima.
What you bring them?
I just bring bedtime mint for signore and bellissima.
What? Bedtime mint is still afternoon. Per la luce. I'm so sorry. Bedtime mint. Oh.
No. That's not the problem. All right?
Okay. Lamb chops with salad for signore and pasta for bellissima. Bellissima, eat first.
Okay. Get the hell out. Come on, let's go.
You don't like salad caprese?
No. I don't like you. You're the same creeps from that Italian restaurant in New York last year. I remember you. Get the hell out, all of you. Get away from me and my wife.
Everywhere we go, no one understands. We try at the restaurant in the States. Everyone mistake our affection for something dirty, for sexual. It's not true. It's not so. For us, showing affection is as natural as eating gelato and peeing on the sidewalk. Please, at least understand. In our own country.
All right, I'm sorry. I guess I jumped the gun.
It's all right, signore.
Are you sure?
Water under bridge.
Now you see that, honey?
Yeah, you can learn from everybody, right?
You really can. Where can we go tomorrow, honey? How about the Coliseum?
Coliseum's great. Moved up the close.
Oh, I love
it. It's a beautiful world. Signore, bellissima.
Batapuco, el naco, el fruto, in hielo, no bello, signora, you're a horror. Esto vano l'imparista, pentagon es mucho pista. Watch out the becca, watch out the crotchy, it's a sergeant Liberace. Hillary, la advisor, Hillary, aggressiva, Hillary, a power tripper, el presidente, el puso wifa. Vieni morro, mi adoro, for 1 million lira, red bird scoro. A promen, no Donald Trump. How about $30 for dry humper? I love me for San Bambino. The Donaldo es el dedo. She demando huge green apple. Marley's got him by gold medal.
Man, before you leave, I understand you have a brother living in Italy.
Si.
Yeah, and you haven't seen him in a long time.
Si.
Well, Opera Man, I've got a little Christmas surprise for you.
Okay.
Zagat's, with your hosts, Hank and Beverly Gelfand.
Hello, and welcome to Zagat's. I'm Bev Gelfand, and this is my husband, Hank.
What do you want?
Hank and I are celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary tonight, and we're very excited, Hank and I.
No!
We're going out to dinner for the occasion, but we can't decide where to go. Do you know where you want to go, Hank?
Go away!
Well, maybe we can all find a place in our Zagat's New York restaurant guide. Let's take a look together.
Dear God, here we go.
Oh, here's one. It's called Patty's Place on 12th Street. There's an Art Deco interior and the international cuisine. That sounds like a lot of fun.
My father said get married. He should rot in his grave.
How about Mario's restaurant? Mini pizzas and delish desserts make this Italian eatery a must. Ravioli? Holy cannoli.
Day and night she talks. Each word more useless than the next.
The City Steakhouse serves the best beef in town. Their sensual setting will set the mood for any romantic rendezvous. Oh, hear that, hey?
Give me cancer now, God!
Find Southern Fare at Charlie's. There's fried chicken and first-rate service. So come on down, y'all. You hear? Hank and I have decided to spend a nice, quiet evening at home. Isn't that right, Hank?
The book is gone, but the mouth goes on.
Since we're staying at home, maybe we can watch some television. Let's find a show to watch in our TV guide.
Just when I thought I was out, she drags me back in.
Here's one, Murder, She Wrote. Jessica investigates a suspicious Hollywood murder and exposes the real killer. Oh, I just love her. She's so smart.
See if there's a program about shutting the hell up.
Surprise.
Oh, heavens
Hi,
to
Beverly.
Betsy.
Hi, Hank.
Heavens to Betsy! It's my sister Pauline. What in heavens are you doing here?
Well, I knew you and Hank would be celebrating your 35th wedding anniversary, Knockwood, so I thought I'd stop by with a present.
Oh! You shouldn't have. Isn't that nice, Hank? Look at how pretty it is.
Please, Hank. Let it be a gun!
Perfect! Look, Hank. Pauline brought us Daggett's restaurant guide. We used to have one, but, Hank misplaced it.
Oh, wait till you see, sis. They've got the greatest restaurants in there.
I'm in the middle of a moron sandwich.
Here, look. The Oyster Club for the best clam chowder in town. All aboard for fine fish cuisine.
Mmm. Oh, yummy. Oh, let me take a look. Oh, look, the Cajun Club for catfish and gumbo galore. Mardi Gras, every night you'll dance the delight. Oh, that rhymes. That rhymes, doesn't it, Hank? Come here.
I've got stupid in stereo. Sleeping pills, my only friend.
Oh, here, my turn. Care for Chinese food? Try Uncle Chang's. They've got the best egg rolls in town, and don't forget the dumplings.
Don't worry, I never do. Oh, here's a place. Let's see. Oh, Sullivan's.
Yes.
For Irish food and fun. The fish and chips are fabulous. Don't you fill up on the soda.
This has been Zagat's with Hank and Beverly Gelfand.
And now that the Mardi Gras is over, the next big celebration for American partygoers is spring break. Here to talk about his recent trip to Daytona Beach is our party correspondent, the Cajun Man. Cajun Man?
Hey,
what's that smell on your breath, Cajun Man?
Onion.
Oh. All right, Cajun Man, I understand that you go to Daytona Beach just about every year, don't you?
Tradition.
You look like you got some color there, too, huh?
Suntan lotion.
All right, Cajun Man, you're down on Daytona Beach a lot. How's your body looking?
Definition.
Now, how do you stay thin?
Metabolism.
Cajun Man.
Liposuction.
Okay. What I thought. All right, anyways, Cajun Man, I heard you did a lot of drinking down there at Daytona.
Inebriation.
Well, what kind of beer were you drinking?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Now, somebody told me that you guzzled like 32 beers in some beer guzzling contest. And what happened after that?
Hallucination.
What'd you see?
Satan.
Anybody with him?
Jim Morrison.
Whoa, that would have freaked me out, man. How'd you handle that?
Defecation.
I could imagine. Now, so you also judged a wet T-shirt contest, is that right? How were the contestants?
Oh, get on.
What made you decide on the winner?
Melon.
Did you have any luck with her?
Rejection.
Oh, that's too bad.
Lesbian.
Cajun man, how did you know that?
Intuition.
Well. Cajun man, what's the matter?
Depression.
Oh, don't worry, Cajun man. There's plenty of other women out there. You'll find someone.
The love connection.
Okay, well, thanks for coming, Cajun man. You wanted to say hello to somebody when you're...
John Goodman?
Okay. All right, I will. Cajun man, everybody.
Camarillo!
This is a song about the high school experience, sung through the eyes of the person who, more than anyone else, puts young people on the right path. I'm not talking about the teachers. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm not even talking about the guidance counselors. I'm talking about a person we call the lunch lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in the magical Long Lady Land. Well, yesterday's meatloaf is today's sloppy joes, and my breath reeks of tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose. Oh, hoagies and grinders. Navy beans. Hoagies and grinders. Navy beans. Meatloaf sandwich. Scream, why do you burn me? And stir me up cold. I said, I got the spatula, just do what you're told. Then the liver and onions started joining the fight, and the chocolate pudding pushed me with all his might. And the chalk threw his slappy and it kicked me in the head. It's called revenge, lunch lady, said the garlic bread. I said, what did I do to make you all so mad? You got flabby arms and your breath is bad. Then the green beans said you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe came and joined my side. He said if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat ya. You could be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet ya. She gives you a purchase and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet or kissing her bowl. Now all the angry foods just leave me alone. And we all live together in a happy home. A bank of sloppy dough, a slop of sloppy dough, yeah. Sloppy dough, a slop of sloppy dough, yeah. Sloppy dough, a slop of sloppy dough, yeah. Sloppy dough, slop, sloppy dough. Well...
Me and Sloppy Joe got married. We got 6 kids and we're doing just fine. Down in Lunch Lady Land. One day, one day is long. No more focus, troca.
Opera man cannot make a joke.
Il doco has a girlfriend. If she like the magic, me take a class. In 2 weeks, pull a rabbit out of my ass. I wish he didn't have a girlfriend. I'm saying I'm gay, I'm just saying there comes a time in every man's life when he questions his own sexuality. That's a no lie. Opera man, boy, boy.
Opera man, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't do this. Do you understand me? You cannot take my baby from me. Don't you understand that? Don't you see that?
Oh, this is a really nice place. It's just like my house.
Yeah? Look, here's mine. My room's down the hall and in the back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just got to talk to my brother for a minute.
All right, I'll keep waiting.
Hi, Grandma. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, Bobby, come here.
Yeah, Joey?
Hey, bud, look. Don and me are going to be in the back for about a half an hour, okay? Now, I just want you to look after Grandma. Here's $10, okay? Give her whatever she needs. Just keep her quiet and out of my room, all right?
All right. Yeah.
Like I do. Got it?
Sure, Joey.
Where's Joey?
He went back to his room.
Uh-huh. I need him.
Oh, I can get it. What do you need?
I need Joey.
Well, he's busy.
I want Joey. Joey! Joey!
What is it?
I need my glasses.
Okay. Here they are.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Grammy.
Oh.
Got them, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There you go. Bobby's going to get you anything else you need, okay? Okay.
You all right?
So, what are you watching?
I'm watching my story. Go tell Joey my story's on.
No, let's just watch it together, okay?
Oh, stop touching me!
Okay, let's just be quiet.
Don't tell me what to do!
I'm sorry!
Stop yelling at me!
I didn't mean to.
You're still yelling! Stop it! Stop it! Stop!
What's going on? Come on. She was... What?
What's the matter, Grandma?
He won't stop yelling at me.
Charles.
I didn't say it.
I'm yelling.
Jeez, can't you do a simple job?
Grandma, it's okay, okay? He won't yell anymore, all right?
Okay.
Oh. I don't want to watch TV anymore. Where's my newspaper, Joey?
I'll get it. I'll get it. I'll get it. Here, here.
I want my pillows fluffed. A little more. More, please. More, more. That's too much. Slow down. That's fine. Now I want that big platter on the top shelf.
Why?
You're yelling!
No, no, no. Look, look. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Here, see?
No. A little down. A little more. Okay, a little. You see the blue one? No, listen to me. Listen to me! You have to listen if you're going to get the one I want! Okay, now a little more, please. Keep going. You got it. There! Oh! You scared me!
Oh, damn!
You have no right to talk to me like that! I'm the one who got you orange juice when you were sick!
Shh.
I brought you juice!
Grandma, are you all right?
He's scaring me!
Oh, scaring her, huh? Come here, big man. Scaring little lady, huh?
Scared!
Leave her alone. Okay, don't scare you anymore, okay? What's going around? Look, Grandma, I'm going to go to the bathroom and get a Band-Aid, okay? I'll be gone for 2 minutes.
Oh, go on. I'll be fine. I don't need you.
Oh?
Hey. Good afternoon, ma'am. I represent Lamplight Publishing.
Uh-huh.
Your name has been selected to appear in a special Who's Who volume of Retirees.
Oh, my.
You can pre-order a copy at the introductory price of $500.
Oh, $500? I'll get my purse.
What are you doing?
I'm going to be in Who's Who. That's $100, $200, $300,
$400. Give me that! Get out and stay out! Grandma, you can't give your money away like that.
It's my money. You don't own me.
Look, that guy was a crook.
Hey, I have earned the right to see my name in print. Give me my money, please.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
He's taking my money.
You little punk.
What are you doing?
Give me the money. Here, Grandma.
Thank you.
Sorry. All right. He's not going to scare you anymore, right? Come on, Bob.
I'm sorry, but you brought this on yourself. Why are you staring at me? I'm the one who got you orange juice.
What juice?
Stop pretending you don't know.
I'm not pretending.
Stop yelling at me. You were a difficult birth.
You're my grandma.
That's where you're wrong. Hey, Joey. Where is Joey?
No, wait.
Oh! You pushed me.
I didn't touch you.
I brought you juice in the night.
Listen, Joey, I gotta run. It was nice seeing you.
Bye, bye, nice lady. He pushed me.
20 minutes. That's all we're going. 20 minutes.
Oh. Stop it! Stop it! It's my fault. But can't you see I love you?
Yeah, Pete, get over there. We love you too, Grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, stop touching me!
Here again with his Halloween costume suggestions is Adam Sandler. Adam?
Oh!
If
you're not out trick-or-treating right now, there's a good chance you didn't want to spend the money on a fancy costume. Well, you really don't have to, and you still have time to get loads of candy tonight with my low-cost costume ideas. You can just use your face. Go as Smiley Boy.
Hey, I'm Smiley Boy. Look at me. I got a big smile on my face. Now give me some candy. Come on, I'm smiling away here. What do you want from me? Give me that candy.
Or you can go as About to Sneeze Man.
Hey, I'm About to Sneeze Man, and I want some candy. Look at me all squished up like I'm going to sneeze. Before I do, could you give me some candy? Candy?
Can use a prop, you know, you have lying around the house. A newspaper's great. You can go as Crazy Newspaper Face.
I'm Crazy Newspaper Face. And I want some candy. Give some candy to Crazy Newspaper Face. My face ain't normal, it's a damn newspaper. Come on, extra, extra, read all about me. I need some candy.
Or you can go as Crazy Newspaper Unicorn Man.
I'm Crazy Newspaper Unicorn Man, and I do believe I want some candy. Come on, I'm almost extinct. Give me the candy.
A sneaker is great, too. You can use a sneaker.
I'm Crazy Sneaker Hand.
Hello. Perhaps you've heard of me. I have a sneaker for a hand, and I want some candy. Now, fork some candy over pronto. Don't make me use the sneaker I have for a hand in a bad way. Candy! Or go as Crazy Guy Under the Desk.
I'm Crazy Guy Under the Desk. Just because you can't see me don't mean I don't want candy. Just leave the candy on the desk. I am warning you, do not come down here. Did I mention I was crazy?
Or you can use something from your school supplies, like this protractor.
I'm Crazy Protractor Face. I don't believe we've had the honor. My vision is impaired, but I can still see you've got candy. I want that candy.
Or go as Crazy Protractor Beard.
I'm Crazy Protractor Beard. Look, I got a beard made out of a damn protractor. Isn't that bizarre? Now, I believe you're going to give me some candy. I got all night. I'm just a guy who's got a protractor full of beard. I got nowhere to go, so you might as well cough up that candy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
If you leave town this holiday season, why not let the Herlihy Boy be your house sitter? Out of an estimated 50,000 professional house sitters in the world, the Herlihy Boy is by far the best.
Hello. Let me water your plants. Please, while you're gone, let me water your plants. It would mean so much to me if you just let me water your plants. Come on, you're not going to be there. Somebody's got to water them. Why can't it be me? Please? Hey. Please? Let me water your plants.
Come on, let the boy water your plants.
Hi, hello. Are you good? Good. Let me bring in your mail. While you're gone. Come on, please. Let me bring in your mail. There'll be so much mail in your mailbox while you're away. Let me bring the mail in the house for you. Come on, I'm already going to be watering your plants. Just say yes to me bringing in your mail, please. Don't look away. Look at me. I honestly and sincerely would like to bring in your mail.
He's a good, hard-working boy. Let him bring in your mail.
Hey, look who's here. Nice to see you again. You look great.
Let me sleep in your bed. Don't shake your head, no. Let me sleep in your bed. You're not even going to be there. Please let me sleep in your bed. Nothing weird's going to happen. I'll sleep in the exact same position as you sleep. You can trust me. I'll even wash the sheets before you come back. How's that? Please?
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup? Let the boy sleep in your damn bed. He said he'd wash the sheets.
Yeah? Please don't make me wash the sheets.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets. For God's sake.
Is it? Let me move in with you, please. When you come back home, don't make me leave. Please, let me move in with you. I'll push all my things into the corner. That'll be my little area. Please, I won't bother you. You don't even have to look at me. Just let me move in with you, please. I'd like an answer, and I'd like that answer to be yes, please. I've already slept in your bed. If you didn't want me to move in, why'd you let me sleep in your bed? Just let me move in with you, please.
Can we stop this cruel game and allow the boy to keep one shred of dignity? For God's sakes, I can't stand to see him in all this pain. You vicious bastards! Let him move in with you! Is it so bad to see somebody happy? So just let him move in! For the love of God, let the boy move in with you! Good Lord!
I'm not going to beg you. My track record speaks for itself. I'm confident you'll make the right decision.
The Herlihy Boy House Sitting Service. Let's face it, he's coming over anyway.
We at Saturday Night Live have given a lot of thought to how we can contribute to the war effort. That's why tonight we introduce a new character, Iraqi Pete, the scapegoat who, by embodying all the worst stereotypes of the Arab people, can become the focus of our war frenzy and help kick this war in the Gulf thing into overdrive. So please welcome, or should I say please jeer, Iraqi Pete.
What? Don't you like me? Just because I woke up this morning and spit on your flag? Oh, does that offend you? Well, that's too bad. Oh, who are you like? Iraqi Pete can handle it. Hey, looky what I got. A nice cabbage patch doll. The dream friend of every boy and girl in America. Ooh, the head comes off so easily. It's so weak and defenseless, just like you Americans. I must go and I will be back. But for now, I leave you with this. Go to hell! Bye-bye! Are you upset to see me? Well, go ahead and move me then. Oh, are you upset? You are a bunch of beef chickens. Come on, move me, move me, move, 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 move. You know what? I'm beginning to like your booing. It makes me want to dance. Boo, 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 boo. You see, I dance to your boos. Hey, guess what I got here? Oh, your most treasured painting, American Gothic. It's what you live by, I'm told. Oh, well, now Iraqi Pete on the farm. They're all my cows and piggies to play with. Hey, one more thing for you. Go to hell.
Gratia, nomi gratia. Darling person, self represento. Speak abuela, intelligento. Says no guilty for trying to tackle. But jury say he's still a wacko. Demi Moore salary at 12 million for next movie. 4 million for her acting. 4 million for romance. Next year vacation, go to France, oh, give someone else a freaking chance. Oh, yeah.